Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I want to add my name to those who congratulate the team and coaches that make up this year's HSU Lumberjack football team. Even though their season ended in Missouri, they had an outstanding run this season. They should be very proud of their accomplishments. I know this greater Humboldt community certainly is. I was a student in 1968 when the team played and won the Camellia Bowl. It was played in Sacramento and was a lot of fun to be a fan. As it turns out, I have lunch nearly every Wednesday with a member of that team. Gene Eklund and I are members of the Arcata Rotary Club. He has a successful career as a CPA and has been in business locally all these years since. He's a good example of what it means to be a student athlete. He was a credit to Humboldt State College, is to Humboldt County, and to Rotary International. He raised his family here, and they are successful young adults. I'm willing to bet that many on this year's team will also enjoy success in life. Humboldt State continues to provide quality sporting events. I know many friends that are eager for basketball season. This is a great opportunity for those of us who live and work in Humboldt County and are sports fans. Along with the excellent education offered at HSU and fine quality musical entertainment, the university provides our county with an amazing array of benefits. We are lucky to have a really good university in our backyard and still have the small town, rural atmosphere in which to live and raise our families. Recently, you're all aware that Paris suffered a tragic terror attack. This left over 100 people, mostly young people, dead. There was even a California student who was studying abroad among the victims. While most were French, many nationalities were among those killed. This seems to be a random act of terror, whose point is what? To disrupt our lives? To just kill innocent Westerners? As random as the killings were, there may have been Muslims among those killed. The European community is reacting to this as an act of war. I don't know if this is the best reaction or if it's better to treat this as a crime against humanity. Maybe it doesn't matter. Either way, there will be more death and destruction. I really thought the 21st century would be better than this, that humans would be better than this. I'm sorry for what this insanity means for my grandchildren. Just Wednesday, we had another mass shooting, this time in Southern California. I heard that we have had some 350 mass shootings this year. That's about one per day. It's time we have a serious conversation about the reason people with guns are doing this with such regularity. That we are not doing something right is obvious. On a brighter note, and a seasonal one at that, the holidays are upon us. The Jewish faith has celebrations this time of year, and it is one of the most important of Christian celebrations. Christmas is coming, and for the sake of our children, let us remember the true meaning of Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.